This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government won't protect criminals, urges Nepal police to keep vigilance. Israel and Hezbollah exchange heavy fire in major escalation. Airlines suspend flights over clashes. And gunmen kill 22 people in West Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the Nepal police that takes the major responsibility for maintaining peace and security in the country to always be alert to the prevention of untoward incidents. While inaugurating a newly constructed building of the District Police Range Kathmandu at Bhadrakali of Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli also directed the police personnel to remain highly alert to potential forces unleashing instability and anarchy to deliver with the dedication to the interest of citizens. Similarly, on the occasion, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak urged Nepal police to put people's issues in priority. Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birth anniversary of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated today with devotion and various programs. On this day, worships are offered to Lord Krishna in Krishna temples with citation of hymns and scriptures. Born as the eighth incarnation of Lord Vishnu to protect all human beings from injustice, tyranny and demonic tendencies, Sri Krishna inspired the human community to do good deeds by being in favor of truth throughout his life. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his best wishes on the occasion of Krishnashtami and Gaurapurva through his social media. Today marks the 28th Memorial Day of Mangala Devi Singh, a seminal leader of Nepali Women's Movement and founding president of Nepal Women's Association close to the Nepali Congress. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh garlanded the statue of late leader Singh at Sobha Bhagwati this morning. Addressing the program, Deputy Prime Minister Singh said, Mangala Devi Singh was the first woman leader who voiced the rights and interests of women in Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister Singh also stressed that the provisions of inclusiveness, proportional representation and participation of women at the policy level included in the present constitution are the achievements of the movement headed by Mangala Devi Singh. The Nepal Women's Association was established in 2004 BS under the chairpersonship of Mangala Devi Singh to protect women's rights and privilege. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said that the current government is moving forward on the path of ending people's disappointments and instilling hope. Addressing the Gaura Festival's special ceremony organized in Kathmandu today, Minister Bhandari said that the government is trying to remove the frustration of the people by easing the problems of economic recession, trade deficit, industry and business sectors. Stressing that the ministry is concerned with developing Nepal's entrepreneurship and industrial sectors, Minister Bhandari further said that the government formed under special circumstances is shouldering the responsibility of ending the national challenges. Minister Bhandari also added that Gaura is the original festival of far westerners and should be expanded to the international level as now it is being celebrated all over the country and even in some parts of foreign countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has said it carried out a wave of preemptive strikes across southern Lebanon to thwart a large-scale rocket and drone attack by Hezbollah. BBC cited Israel's military that jets destroyed thousands of the Iran-backed armed group's rocket launches on Sunday morning. Hezbollah said that it had still managed to fire 320 rockets and drones at Israel in retaliation for the assassination of a senior commander. Stephanie Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said in a statement that the Secretary General is deeply concerned by the significant increase in the exchanges of fire across the Blue Line. Spokesperson Dujarric also added that these actions put both the Lebanese and Israeli populations at risk as well as the threatening regional security and stability. Meanwhile, multiple airlines have suspended flights to Israel after Israeli forces and Lebanese group Hezbollah engaged their heaviest clashes since the start of Israel's war on Gaza. Al Jazeera cited British Airways that it would cancel all flights to and from Israel until Wednesday, while Air France announced the suspension of services to Tel Aviv and Beirut until Monday. Virgin Atlantic said that it will extend its earlier suspension of flights between London and Tel Aviv until 25th of September following a review of the situation. Gunmen has shot and killed at least 22 people in southwest Pakistan on Monday after forcing them out of vehicles and checking their ethnicity. According to Agence France-Presse, the attack happened early Monday in the district of Muskail in impoverished Balochistan province, where security forces are battling sectarian, ethnic and separatist violence. According to a senior official in Muskail, at least 22 people were killed and 5 injured when militants stopped several buses, trucks and vans on a highway connecting Punjab with Balochistan. A foreign tourist has died in South Island after ice collapsed during a visit their group was making to a glacier. According to BBC, a second tourist was injured, but they have been taken to a hospital and their life is not in danger, while 2 others are still missing. Rescuers have suspended the search for the missing in the glacier until morning because of difficult conditions. Ice collapsed as the group of 25 people were visiting an ice cave along with the guide on Sunday. A British national who was working in eastern Ukraine as part of a Reuters news team was killed in a missile strike on a hotel on Saturday. According to BBC, safety advisor Ryan Evans was one of the 6 Reuters employees staying at the Hotel Sapphire in the city of Kramatorsk, which is under Ukrainian control but near the front line when it was hit. Ukrainian authorities said that the hotel was struck by a Russian missile. In a statement, a Reuters spokesperson said that the agency had been devastated to learn of Evans' death. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of all the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in the hilly regions of Gosi province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only says government won't protect criminals, urges Nepal police to keep vigilance. Israel and Hezbollah exchange heavy fire in major escalation. Airlines suspend flights over clashes. And gunmen kill 22 people in West Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.